Bill Whitman staring in the face of the world. He's worried about it. Every day is an adventure. Because he walks with time. He makes my good days great days. Allowing us to gather again here one more time. You didn't have to bring us here and see your family, you can say amen. Your children, your grandchildren, the little kids playing in the streets, riding their bikes, listening at the birds as they sing in the trees and feel the warm ray of the sun, you can say, God, you're worthy. Because I can feel the sun, I can see the children, I can have the laughter in my heart. That means that you are playing like a violin. Melodies of love within my soul. And it's good when you can just love the Lord. With all your heart, and with all your mind, with all your understanding. It's just good when you can just love the Lord. Not because he did anything for you, but because you know who he already is. It's just good to be able to just wake up and just fall in love with him all over again. It's like a love relationship where you just can't get enough of him. Because the more you get, the more you want. The more I'm able to caress it, the more I want to look. I just love the Lord. Whether he show up for me or not, I just love the Lord. Whether he work it out or not, I just love the Lord. David. This song. This people Israel had been in bondage. The Babylonians had gone into the hills, took away their best minds, raped and molested their women and their children. Went into their church and took out the communion table. Went into the synagogues and pulled out all the righteous ritualistic things that they held dear to them in Zion. They lived a comfortable life, but they did not go. They backslid. And forgot about that one true God who had brought them through many ups and downs, who had crossed them over their Red Sea, and who had delivered them and fed them in desert places. The God who healed them when they were sick. The God who put food on their table. They backslid. And sometimes God has to shake us to get our attention. He'll shake the preacher man up to get his attention. He'll shake the church up to get their attention. And sometimes God has to shake us up. He will shake up the ground. In order to let you know who he is. But regardless of what is going on in your life, if you haven't had some bad times, you don't know how good God really is. If you haven't had some bad times, you really don't know how good God really is. If the refrigerator have never been empty, if you've never gone through divorce and been bankrupt, you really don't know how good God really is. If you haven't been in and out of the hospital, you really don't know how good God has really been. If you haven't had some ups and downs, you really don't know. Give me somebody here who had an up and a down. Give me somebody here who has gone through something. Give me someone that you have a smile on their face, but their heart is bleeding on the inside. Get a somebody in the house who don't mind testifying. I've been there. And I'm in here to talk about it and tell the Lord, pray for us. Who knows something about hard time? Give me a hard time woman in the house. Give me a hard time man in the house. You don't have to have the big beautiful comfortable bed, but just give me a bed. Give me somebody in the house who knows. What is it like to have the utilities clicked off? And God come back and click them on. Or I have no help in the house. In the house got to know that God is worthy.
Yes,
worthy.
Watch close. Let me try to get you to understand one thing. Let me work with you, brother. There's something that's called internal. And then there's an external.
Yeah.
And then there's an eternal.
Yeah.
Watch close.
Come on.
But before we go to the internal, somebody in the house got to know that God changes the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And just like I told you the other Sunday, not only does he change the atmosphere, but now he puts you in the place where you have climate control.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yes,
you know the old car, it used to have hot and cold.
Right.
Then they come out with climate control.
Right. Yeah.
So now you control the air in the cabin.
Yeah.
Like you're flying in your airplane.
Yeah.
And that what's going on the outside
Won't
affect what's going on the because you have climate control. Because God changes the atmosphere. And because he's able to change the atmosphere, then he gives you the ability to cheer for him because he can turn it from hot to cold.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Standing at a crossroads.
What do you do?
What do you do?